We are Stowe. We are here. And we're going to make a difference.
You're tuned in to Life on College Hill. I'm your host for this episode, Lacey, and today we will be talking about theater here on campus.
Wait. RSU has a theater program?
Well, there was a theater program. After 18 years of being in existence, in spring of 2023, the theater program was cut. The theater program didn't end because there's no passion for it on campus, but rather due to budgeting cuts. And quite frankly, not a lot of people knew about it. Many people don't even know about the degree option of Communication Arts, which is a degree that focuses on communications with a specialty in theater.
So if theater is basically dead on campus, why are we talking about it?
Well, theater is not dead here at RSU. Student Theater Organization has the goal of keeping it alive. Student Theater Organization, or STOW for short, is a club here on campus that puts on plays, goes to see productions, puts on events like Open Mic Night, and much more. Running STOW is no easy task, especially with the budget cuts. Now the club relies solely on fundraising. Usually fundraising is done through bake sales, t-shirt sales, and so on, but sometimes students have to pay out of pocket just to enjoy the events that STOW puts on. As someone who has had passion for theater for years, has been a member of STOW, and has also been leadership in STOW, I want theater to continue to thrive here on campus. The question is, how do we keep it alive? How do we keep people interested in theater when no one knows about it? I'm here to help answer those questions.
Hi, I'm Hugh Foley. I'm a professor of fine arts and communications here at Rogers State University, and I am the department head of both departments, communications and fine arts.
One of the first things we talked about was how the funding for theater has changed from RSU paying for it to students paying for it.
So the academic program is separate from the student activity. Mm-hmm. So when we say a theater program, what we tend to mean there are actual courses that are part of a degree plan, as opposed to a student activity, which is funded by student activity funds. And so the student theater organization, being a student organization, is funded by the student activities fund that every student pays into as part of their fees when they pay for their courses. So in the same way other student clubs receive money from SGA or the Student Government Association through student activities, is the same way that the Student Theater Organization receives funds.
As far as the Communication Arts degree goes, do you think it will be rid of, or do you think it will morph into something new?
Both of those answers are yes. So in the academic world, what I've learned is the term sunsetting. If we have a program that is underperforming, then that program gets sunsetted, meaning it's allowed to go down. However, we don't sunset a program without thinking about the students. So where we are now is making sure that any student that is enrolled in that option will have the courses that they need to complete that option. However, in the future, that option most likely will morph into a different kind of option that embraces new media, multimedia, film, digital video, that sort of thing. Because theater as a degree plan is not returning the investment that the state is putting into that particular program.
I also sat down with Isaac Dean, the current vice president of Student Theater Organization. I asked both Isaac and Dr. Foley how they plan to promote for the upcoming play for student theater.
Well, having met with Isaac.
Hi, I'm Isaac.
Do we have the announcement for the production on RSU Radio yet?
I've talked to radio. I'm going to be able to get it on the radio. So,
has the flyer been distributed around campus? Has it been taken to the dorms?
On top of it, I plan on putting lots of flyers around campus and in the community. So I'm working with Kyla Short, who is the residential life coordinator, to get flyers on all of the doors here of people living on campus.
Have you taken it down to the Claremore Progress so we can get it out to the older community of Claremore who still reads newspaper?
I've also put in a flyer to the Claremore Daily Progress, so the community will know about that.
the television station.
I've reached out to both TV.
Does our RSU PR department know about it so they can write about it?
And the communications department on campus so that we can, you know, maybe get it on the RSU broadcast, maybe get it on the RSU website. The whole point of this is not, you know, just to advertise the show, which I hope people come to and I hope people enjoy. I hope it advertises student theater so that more students on campus will want to get involved so that we can, you know, really make theater as best as it can be. Hugh Foley told me to do all of that because I wasn't thinking of it. And he was like, do this, this, and this. I was like, okay.
I asked Dr. Foley the academic reasoning for why the program was shut down. And I asked Isaac why he thought it was shut down.
That's a really good question. And the answer in pure business terms, as I understand it, is what we call ROI. And what that means is return on investment, which means the amount of money spent on a program versus the amount of money that is brought in by the number of students that are enrolled in the program. And so it doesn't matter if it's theater or any other program. If the program can't pay for itself, then it can't be justified with regard to the concept of return on investment. So it's a business decision.
I mean, I know that schools, universities, I mean, across the country are struggling with funding. I can't imagine theater makes a whole lot of money for the campus as opposed to, I don't know, sports or anything else.
So where does your passion for theater come from?
I think I like all forms of art, and I like taking part in all forms of art. I love to draw. I love to paint. I like writing. I write stories, and theater is a part of that. I love it as much as I love choir or being in band when I was in high school. Particularly, theater is one of the things that I feel like I'm best at. I love acting, and I feel like I do it very well. So I don't know. I think the passion just comes from being naturally good at it. I'm not sure.
So you kind of caught the tail end of the theater program. Could you speak on that?
Yeah. So whenever I was applying for the school, I was told, you know, we've got this theater program. They put on shows. I was like, wonderful. That's something I want to be a part of in college. So it was sort of a factor of me coming here to RSU.
Isaac joined Stowe right as the theater program was ending, so I asked about his perspective on it and the transition into a new student theater.
I'll be honest, it was a little discouraging. As someone who loves theater and who didn't want to see it go away, I was sad to be told that, you know, this is the very last production that RSU will be putting on. You know, I love the arts. It makes me sad when anything art-related ends, and I feel like that's such a common story in schools across America.
So that led me
to... So yeah,
to
it was discouraging.
And really push this movement to really get Stowe back on the ground so that there could be theater for students.
I mean, there are so many students that I've talked to, both sophomores in my class and freshmen coming in, that would love to be involved in theater. And so the best outlet for that was the Student Theater Organization. So I have really been pushing, you know, activity within Stowe. My first thing that I really wanted to do was do a production. See if we could put a production on ourselves.
Why do you think theater programs at other universities close? Are there any examples of programs that have closed that are similar to that of theater?
I know we used to have a choir here on campus. I know they cut that. I'm just assuming this is sort of an extension of trying to save money in a lack of passion.
I can't really speak for other theater programs, but I can use the example of music here at Roger State, where for a while we had a music program that was really an extracurricular program for students, but it wound up costing way more than it was actually producing with regard to tuition revenue. And it gets into the old argument as to what are we doing here and what are we doing with the money that we have. And we can't duplicate what other schools are doing better. So what can we do better than those other schools do? And that's where the focus is right now with regard to Roger State. So it's not that the powers that be, nor I, nor anybody else, doesn't like music or theater, but it comes down to a business decision. So if we have a majority of our boost in enrollment, and the numbers all prove this out, are in our master's program, in our medical fields, our business fields, and our concurrent high school enrollment is really high. So once you see those numbers, I'm not a senior administrator, so I don't make those decisions. But if I were, and looking at those numbers, I would say these are the programs that are giving us a good return on investment. So we are going to invest more in those. So we don't have a state-of-the-art STEM building. We have our old science building that's been there since, I believe, the late 1960s, which is why Reservation Dogs came up and shot here, because they wanted a building that looked like the 1970s, which that building does, but that was 50 years ago. So if our enrollment is higher in the STEM areas, then we need a facility that reflects that contemporary focus on those areas. And so I believe that's going to be the future of what's going on here on campus, is an emphasis on STEM, or science, technology, engineering, and what's the M?
Mechanical?
Mathematics. Okay, you tell them I'm not a math person. I always thought there should be STEAM. So science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. But nobody's jumped on that train yet.
Next, we will discuss the future of Stowe and why clubs on campus sometimes struggle. After these messages.
In moments of crisis, we're tested, not just by the disaster itself, but by our response to it. It's important to help your community in times of need. You can donate items such as blankets, medicine, or any piece of clothing. Volunteering your time and skills can help with any rescue or recovery mission. Spreading awareness on social media can encourage others to help as well. Every act of kindness adds up to provide relief and hope. To find your local relief organizations, go to disasterassistance.gov.
Blood donors are head and shoulders above the rest. Rogers State University is hosting a blood drive on March 27th from 9 to 4 in the Dr. Carolyn Taylor Center Conference Rooms B and C upstairs. Donors will receive a free t-shirt along with one free entry to the Oklahoma City Zoo. Stand tall and don't miss your chance to save a life. To schedule your appointment, visit yourbloodinstitute.org and search Rogers County for March 27th.
And we're back. Dr. Foley went deeper into why he thinks student organizations in general sometimes struggle on campus.
Well, I think that like other aspects of the campus that students are involved with, having been here for many years and been involved with student organizations, it always comes down to student involvement and student motivation, because I have seen many, many events here on campus over the years that were well-funded and well-promoted, but not well-attended. So they did not have a good ROI. They did not have a good return on investment for the amount of manpower, money, and resources that were put towards something that only a few people benefited from. Now, those few people got the benefits. So I think it's really up to the student theater organization to decide what they want to do each year to put on events. What I've done personally, and I can announce this now, is we are going to have a Broadway masterclass in the spring with at least one or two actors from the touring Broadway production of To Kill a Mockingbird. And this will give our theater students an opportunity to workshop with professional Broadway actors. So there's an example of how the university is still investing in the students that we still have that are involved in that program, to try and give them an opportunity to learn from real Broadway professionals in a workshop on a Thursday afternoon in late March here on campus. So the university is not giving up on the students who are still here going through the program, but looking toward the future, the writing is on the wall with regard to that academic program sunsetting. The students will have to keep it going, similar to any other student organization that wants to keep a certain aspect of campus culture going. I've always encouraged people here at Rogers State to follow their vision and do what they think they can get accomplished, and then use the resources at hand to promote that event so more people will attend and everybody can enjoy the situation and learn a little bit more. But as I've said in the past, we've had really good events that not that many people have attended. So I think there's another thing going on there, which is the Rogers State University student body and what we're doing here, the people we have living on campus, the commuters that we have. In my classes, when I ask almost every semester I do, how many of you have a job? Pretty much the whole class raises their hand. So you've got working students who come here to go to class and get their degree, and then they go to their jobs, and then they go back home. And they don't always have time to invest in an extracurricular activity where they have to be up here two or three times a week to rehearse and then give up a three or four nights in a row for the production. And it's a lot to ask of somebody who also has a family and a job and 15 credit hours going each semester. So that's where I think some of the challenges are, is figuring out who your target audience is, how do you reach them, and how do you get them to your event. But then I also say, it doesn't matter if nobody comes to your event, as long as you're doing it, because you get the experience out of it no matter what. You take a photograph of everybody that's on stage during the production, you don't take a picture of how many people are in the audience. Mm-hmm. So the myth and the memory lasts longer than the memory of whoever's in the audience, because you got the image of those. And what you like stage to see are the faces of the people who are participating in these events in their college years. We don't see photographs of the audience and whether there were 10 people there or 210 people there. So the encouragement is to have events and learn the most that you can from them. So when you get out in the world, you have a little bit of experience on how to put on a show, how to set it up, pre-produce it, promote it, make it happen, break it down, have a meeting where you decide how it went, and then think about your next one and use what you learned from the first one the next time you go through it. Because it's that show business in a nutshell. And I'll repeat this and end with this one. I once did a presentation with the late, great Patty Page. Maybe Patty Page Boulevard here in Claremore. I was at a Claremore High School, the Performing Arts Center there, and we were doing a presentation, and we got to the point where it was time for questions from the audience. And I was the MC, and she's sitting there, and I'm sitting in a chair beside her. And the question always comes up, which is, what would you advise someone going into the music industry? What would you tell them? Similar to what you asked me earlier. And she had just this beautiful answer. And she said, always remember, show business is two words, show and business. And go ahead with that line of thought. And I think if you interpret what's happened to the theater program in that sense, you really have a short amount of time here in any given semester to make something happen alongside all of your classes and responsibilities that you have outside of class, your job, family, surviving, sleeping occasionally, although students don't do that too much. As I have always said about Roger State, it's what you put into it regarding what you get out.
So it's kind of a bit of a struggle now. Where do you see it in the future?
Mm-hmm. I am optimistic of the future. I'm optimistic of people's enthusiasm for theater. I think starting, you know, with a show, we already have sort of plans. We'll see what happens. But next semester, you know, doing another one, doing, you know, really trying to get our name out there so people know that we exist, so that we can get more people involved in our program, so that, you know, more people are doing, where it's like, it's not just like five people doing everything. You know, we have like a committed team of people that can put on really good shows. I would love to get the community involved. I think we could have, you know, RSU could be a wonderful place for theater in our community.
I also asked both of them if they had any advice for future STOW members.
My encouragement is to do things, make them happen, and don't wait for somebody to guide you by the hand to make it happen. And I think that that serves as an example for the rest of life, which is, if you want to make something happen, you have to do it. The resources are there with regard to the Student Government Association, student activities monies. If you're a student club, you go to the SGA meetings, you sign in, you make sure you maintain your status, you do whatever events they have you do, and then you can request money, and then you get money, and then you use that money to do stuff that you want to do. And that's the system that's set up for student activities. And so I would encourage the student theater organization to use the system that's in place and then take advantage of all of the extra resources the university can offer to promote the activities so everybody has a good experience out of the whole situation.
I think it really comes down to perseverance and optimism. I think we have to decide that theater will grow and that people care. And from there, we have to use that conviction to fuel, you know, moving forward. I think it's important that, you know, we can do things like shows, or I think one thing we've talked about doing is like a karaoke night, you know, do something that people can see, that people can enjoy, so that people know we're here. You know, it's all about, you know, this is sort of like a communications thing. It's all about being heard. So, yeah, I think to do that, you know, we have to have what I said, like conviction that people care, and then the perseverance to let our voices be heard.
Well, thank you for coming on to my podcast.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. This is something that I'm passionate about. I know you are too. And I hope this podcast also helps people know that we are Stowe, we are here, and we're going to make a difference.
Theater is an art that has seen many struggles and successes over the years. Here at RSU, it thrived for 18 years, but, like many art programs, became a victim of budgeting cuts. But the love of theater doesn't die. Theater will continue here, and the future looks bright. For more information, you can contact the Department of Communications at 918-343-6825. And be sure to subscribe to Life on College Hill on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. Thank you for listening.
White Rabbit, Red Rabbit, which you were in.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the...
Did you know you were in that?
But then also the poetry reading, which you were also in. So God helps those who help themselves.
I think that's all I've got for you today. So
that was too easy. I want something harder.
I mean, if you have a question you think you can answer.
Well, I can answer anything because I have ChatGPT. So you just ask me and I'll come over.
Period.
Slay queens.